according to Adam Schefter, Mike Pouncey had surgery today on his hip and will be out at least 3 months. So, again, 3 months from today would be September 23rd. That'd be 2 days after the Kansas City Chiefs are in town to play the Dolphins. And, again, it says at least 3 months. So I would assume 3 months would be the minimum he would be out, according to the report. So, guys, you take a look at who else is on this roster, who's going to be playing in his spot in the meantime. You would look at Sam Brenner, David Arkin. Those are two guys who worked the first day of minicamp when Mike Pouncey was kind of taking it easy. And then also Nate Garner, as you mentioned in the first segment, John, has the flexibility to move all around the offensive line. Which of those three guys do you think is most well-qualified to step in?
Well, right off the top, you would think Nate has the most experience in playing in the National Football League, obviously, and playing at multiple positions. So he would probably be my first choice. And you know what? During minicamp, Mike sat out a day, and you got to see a lot of Sam Brenner and Tyler Larson at the position. So those would be the other two guys that you would have to consider if he's going to be out for an extended period of time. And you really can't take off the table Mike going on the PUP list, which would mean he would have to be out for a 6-game absence if he were going to remain on that at the beginning of the season. So you take the bye week, the trip over to London to play the Raiders. So you may be looking at a large portion of the season that Mike Pouncey might not be available. Now, on the other side, if you're, if they're glass half full type of guy, it might not be a full three months. Maybe Mike comes back and he's able to play and feels good and may only miss the first two games and be ready to play against the Kansas City Chiefs. So you're not sure. You have to wait until the recovery time and see how Mike responds to the treatment and see how he feels before we can make that assessment. But first glance, this is a devastating blow, in my opinion, to the Miami Dolphins offensive line that's trying to be rebuilt. That was the number one priority this offseason. You go out and get Brandon Albert. You go out and you get Juwan James in the draft, 19th pick in the first round. You're counting on the centerpiece being the quarterback. That right now is in question, at least for the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and regardless of what had happened with 2013 and the Bullygate scandal, the Wells report that subsequently came during the offseason, to a man, you heard all the offensive linemen talking about two guys who were really the leaders on the offensive line, Brandon Albert and Mike Pouncey. You kept hearing those names being mentioned. You heard both Dennis Hickey and Joe Philbin mention both of their names as being leaders this offseason during the workout program. So that makes it, even more difficult. It's one thing to have a talented player go out, but another, right, if you've got a guy up front who's expected to be leading the team and setting the example for everybody, that makes it even more difficult, Sam, if you're looking at a veteran coming off his first Pro Bowl season and seemingly getting better in the prime of his career.
Yeah, and not only is it the players looking with the eyebrow, now it's the coaches sitting here saying, what do we do now? But this is why they get paid the big bucks. And we, as well as Dennis Hickey, he didn't see any of this coming. And now he's placed in a position just to make sure that he puts the best five guys out on the football field. Coach Philbin, he's an offensive line coach. He studied these guys in and out, and I'm pretty sure that they went through everything that could possibly happen. And you, John, I think you touched on it a little bit early. You still got to wonder what's going to happen with the Wells report. I'm pretty sure that these coaches have put or implemented something in place just in case something did happen or he had to miss some football games. So that was always out there in the forefront for these coaches to have something to think about. Now comes up an injury. Being that they were thinking about it already, you have Sam Brenner, you have Tyler Larson, and you have Nate Garner, who's, like you're saying, the one that had the most snaps in the National Football League. But do you want to put him there and risk him as being that swing guy? So a lot of decisions that they have to make, and these guys are on vacation and they got to deal with this. It's in the back of their mind because this is what's in their heart, football, making sure that this football team, gets better than it did the last couple of years. And this is something that the organization, the coaches, the players, everybody around have been watching, hoping that this offensive line could mature and become something special. And then this happens. So it's just a setback. We still have a lot of time to figure it out. And believe me, every player that was in a position before they left, they're going to be have their mindset wrapped around this a little bit tightly, a little bit more tightly because of this situation. And now we'll see how they come out and they step off the bus getting onto this field. Are they going to be ready to go to step in to pick up where Mike Pouncey has left off?
There are some centers still on the market that have experience in the NFL. First one, Kyle Cook. He started 66 games for the Bengals from 2009 through 2013, limited to 4 games in 2012 after ankle surgery. He'll be 31 years old in July, so that is a free agent option. Also, Samson Citelli, obviously a former draft pick of the Miami Dolphins, 29 years old. He's been the starter the last 7 NFL seasons, but the Colts parted ways with him in March. So we know he was a second-round pick by the Dolphins back in 2007. And finally, Fernando Velasco replaced Mike Pouncey's brother, coincidentally, Marquise, in Pittsburgh last season. Made 11 starts in place of Marquise, grading out as a top 25 center by Pro Football Focus. Hasn't drawn any interest from teams because he's still recovering from an Achilles surgery. So nobody's perfect who's still available right now, but those are three veteran options that the Dolphins may take a look at if they aren't comfortable with a Sam Brenner, a Nate Garner, or anybody else who's currently on this Dolphins team.